Here is the loop with the branch delay slots filled. One could be clever and eliminate the last no-op, but let's not do that. The no-op at the label end LP is not filling a branch delay slot. It is there just for convenience in running the program with SPIM. It's nice to have a target for the branch instruction. With a few assembly language directives, the code is ready to run. The loop body does absolutely nothing, but right now we're trying to get the loop logic correct. Step through the code and watch register 8, the counter, increase from 0 up to 10.